if you like, you could say that once we have generated a certain degree of self-compassion, it becomes natural to begin to want to radiate that, to spread that around as much as we can. Beginning as I hope we're now all become very accustomed by making contact with our bodies, becoming aware of exactly how it feels to sit here right now, feeling into our posture, settling and coming to rest. And coming to rest also with our breathing. Again, just as we've done many times before. And allowing our minds to come to rest as best we can with our bodies and with our breathing. Releasing distraction when our minds get drawn away from the present moment. Allowing ourselves to be at rest. and generating a sense of compassion. Preferably doing this by bringing to mind our own compassionate being or compassionate entity, giving ourselves time once again to feel compassion being radiated towards us, allowing ourselves to become filled with that sense of compassion. And when we're feeling that we have generated a sense of compassion, there's that feeling of compassion within us. We aspire, or we make the aspiration to radiate this out, to give it to others. And so we start with someone who's very close to us, someone who we know very well, husband, wife, partner, very close friend, somebody who we know very well, somebody very close. As best we can, giving them our compassion, wishing and hoping that they will be relieved of the suffering that we know they endure, simply by virtue of being human. And if we wish, if it makes it any easier, we can use some phrases helping us radiate out that sense of wishing them well. We can say, "May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy." may you live life with ease. So this is aspiration practice. Giving and radiating out a sense of compassion, first of all, to someone or people who are very close. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you live life with ease. And even when we wish, spreading our compassion out a little bit further to people who are friends, but who we may not know very well or may not be particularly close to them. But again, they're human, they suffer just as us. So we want to give them a share of our compassion. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you live with ease. Sharing our compassion. Wanting others to benefit. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you live life with ease. Of course, there may be lots of people who we hardly even know, maybe having a wide circle of acquaintances. And again, they're all human, just the same as ourselves. They will be suffering just as we do. So they will also benefit from sharing some of our compassion. So maybe we think about one person or all the people who are our acquaintances. And we wish them well. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you live with ease. All these people in our wider circle, people perhaps that we may only say hello to or good morning to, they're just human like us. And they suffer like us. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you live with ease. Then, of course, there will be people out there who we know, but who in general we avoid. Perhaps we would label them as being our enemies, or at least people who we don't really trust, and may well have caused us some pain at some point in the past. Reflecting on that, of course, realizing these people are all human, the same as us. They all suffer, and they're also deserving of a share of our compassion. So even though it may feel difficult, there may be resistance, we wish all those who have caused us pain in the past, people that we label as enemies, we wish them well. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you live with ease. In compassion practice, we're not differentiating between people who we like or dislike. We're simply seeing people who are suffering, people who are in need, people who would benefit from a share of our compassion. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. And may you live with ease. And of course, beyond the confines of our own communities, our friends and acquaintances, there are millions of people in this world who we will never meet. But knowing that they are all human, feeling their suffering, we aspire to help, sharing some of our compassion, sending it out, may you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you live with ease. So, just as we receive unconditional compassion from our compassionate beings or entities, we aspire that every living person on this planet should receive some of that compassion. May you be safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you live with ease. And as we send our compassion outwards, radiating it around the world, it's picked up by others and magnified and spread further. And it goes on around the world, around the universe if you wish, and eventually it comes back to us, magnified by the millions of beings who feel the same and who take up and share our compassion. And it comes back to us with the wish, with the aspiration, may I be safe, may I be well, may I be happy. May I live with ease. There's nothing selfish about self-compassion, whatever we generate in ourselves, we share and help others to generate. Every human being is capable of responding. Every human being is capable of being compassionate and radiating it out. Whatever we send out automatically, eventually comes back to us with exactly the same wishes that we have expressed for all other human beings. May I be safe. May I be well. May I be happy. May I live with ease.